This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Most of us want our children to inherit our hard-earned wealth. But what is the best way to pass on this money? Well, it starts from you planning your retirement income. Certified financial planner Byron Moore explains how to plan your retirement with an intention to pass on your wealth to your children on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
I talk to a lot of parents who want to actually see their adult children enjoy the wealth they will one day pass on to them. But these same parents don't want to give themselves broke so that those same children will one day have to take care of them financially. And they don't want to create in their adult children a sense of dependency on gifts that they give them. The secret to finding the balance is having a plan. Balance requires efficiency because your resources are limited, but your priorities are not. Balance requires determining how much of your resources are needed to achieve one priority while leaving enough to accomplish others. Here are some questions to work through as you put together your plan for passing along your family wealth. What amount of income do I want on a monthly or annual basis? And what amount of my total wealth do I need to devote to this purpose? Now, here you're going to have to work backwards. The first step is to determine how much you want to live on each month in retirement. Make it a number that allows you to do all the things that you want to do, plus a margin for things that you perhaps don't count on. Keep in mind that you may want to travel a little more than you did during your working years, or you may wish to devote more time and energy to hobbies. Both of these things cost money and need to be added to the monthly budget. Once you come up with a number, you'll need to determine where that money will come from. For example, let's just say that your number is $5,000 a month. Some of that money may be coming to you already in the form of Social Security checks or a pension check. To flesh out this example, let's assume that $2,000 of your $5,000 will come from these fixed income sources. Well, that's going to leave us $3,000 a month that we've got to fund. If you've got a retirement plan like a 401k, you could just withdraw $3,000 every month from your 401k after you retire. But how long will that last? You better think that one through. It's pretty inconvenient to run out of money in your first few years of retirement. For this reason, experts say that you probably shouldn't pull out more than about 3% of your income from an account made up of potentially volatile investments. So if you wanted to pull $3,000 every month out of a 401k-style investment, you'd actually have to start with about $1.2 million in it, or maybe a little bit more. So this so-called systematic withdrawal method that I'm describing is just one approach. Maybe you want to do something else with a chunk of your money, like give it to your children now. You might consider the insured guaranteed income approach. This approach exploits the risk-reducing capacity of an insurance company to spread timing risk among thousands of individuals. And because the insurance company can accurately time how long on average payments are going to have to be made, this approach requires less money up front. If it took $1.2 million to safely provide $3,000 a month in income for life, the insured guaranteed income approach might produce the same income guaranteed for your life for $600,000 or $700,000. Neither approach is necessarily superior, and both should be carefully evaluated by you and your advisors. Well, that's enough for now. Next time, let's discuss how to give and when to give and how to protect your wishes. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.